With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Flathead County went big for Republicans 2 years ago, voting red for every statewide and federal office. This year, Flathead Democrats are pushing for a blue wave from local races to Montana's lone U.S. House seat. This afternoon, we sent Nikki Willette to hear what voters in the Flathead are thinking on Election Day.
The election official at the door said they've seen a pretty steady stream of folks coming in to vote at the Kalispell Fairgrounds, which is the voting location for about a dozen different precincts in the greater Flathead Valley. Right at the gate, there are a number of Republican candidates waving signs, waving flags. Cars have been streaming in pretty steady since I've been here. The parking lot is quite full.
First name Sean, last name Campbell.
Can I ask what's on your mind this election day?
America. That's really what it's about. I think that we finally got a president that's doing the right things, and I think that we need to get people in our Congress and in the House to support him.
So do you see this midterm election as a referendum on Trump?
I do, absolutely. I think it has a lot to do with Trump. The way I look at it is President Trump is our president, and we need people to support what he's doing. And he was elected by the nation to lead our nation, and I think he's gotten great results so far. And I just think, like I said, he needs the support.
Anything else?
That's it.
Thank you so much, Sean.
You bet.
I appreciate
Thanks.
It.
Have a great day.
You too.
I have no use for Trump or the Republicans whatsoever.
This is Carrie O'Dell.
Usually I don't vote in the midterms, but this is the first time in a long time I have, just for that reason.
Do you see this election as a referendum on Trump, or is this
Yes, I do. I very much do. Even if, you know, the Republican side wins some of these races like they're expected to, I think just the numbers should say something.
Are you paying attention to any down-ballot races or any of the ballot initiatives?
I did pay attention to the tobacco tax initiative. Did not agree with that at all. I don't see why penalizing people who may be addicted to tobacco does anybody any good, just as a quick revenue source.
How do you feel about Medicaid expansion?
That I think they should do, yes.
The legislature should find a different way?
Yes.
Can we start with your first and last name?
Morgan McGuire.
Do you consider yourself a regular voter?
Yes.
Have you voted in past midterms?
Yes. Yeah.
And how are you feeling about this one?
A little scared, a little nervous. I'm afraid of Matt Rosendale and I'm afraid of Greg Gianforte. They scare the hell out of me. So, yeah, I voted for Tester.
What is it about them that scares you?
They're just devious. I think they're dishonest. I don't trust anything that they say. I voted for Trump because I knew he would disrupt things. I knew that he would come in and shake things up so much that it would piss people off to the point where they would stand up and say no. They would say no to the corruption in Washington, D.C. They would finally become aware of what is really going on with our politics, with our government. And he did. He has shaken things up, and he's made enough people mad enough that they're inquiring, they're finding out, they're asking questions, they're getting answers. And so for that, I salute Trump, but he's done it now, and now he needs to go away. I want to see politics change to where the candidates aren't so vicious with each other. I would like a candidate to say, this is what these are the topics that I support. My opponent is a good man. He sees things differently. But you don't have to drag them through the mud. I mean, I want people to be nice to each other. I want us all to just get along. And I think our politics divide us. Trump divides us.
Voter voices from Flathead County, gathered by MTPR's Nikki Willette. I'm Eric Whitney.